This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know a lot of us are really excited about the Stanley Cup. I mean, I have to admit, I was not into hockey all these years. I thought hockey was cool, but I was not into it. And all of a sudden, now we got the Golden Knights. Woo! Las Vegas, I just have to do a quick shout-out to the Golden Knights. Golden Knights are waiting to see who wins between the Capitals and Tampa Bay Lightning. That play, I believe, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Then we are off to the Stanley Cup. We have the Stanley Cup final schedule. I believe the first game is going to be on May 28th. Whether we play Capital or Lightning, it's going to be phenomenal. And it's going to be on Monday night. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. But we have, technically, Game 1, Monday, May 28th. Game 2, Wednesday, May 30th. Game 3, Saturday, June 2nd. Game 4, Monday, June 4th. Game 5, if necessary, would be Thursday, June 7th, Game 6, Sunday, June 10th, and Game 7, Wednesday, June 13th. I didn't put any money on this. I should have, because I knew we would be heading to the playoffs. Wasn't sure about us making the Stanley Cup, but wow. Wowee. Now, speaking of sports, Brett Favre is in the news again, revealing that he had a Vicodin addiction. He also went through multiple rehab stints during his Hall of Fame career. So, 1995, he was with the Green Bay Packers, and he says that he was taking large doses of Vicodin daily to keep him wired. Now, he did win the NFL MVP that year. He told Sports Illustrated that his first thought in the morning was to get more pills. He said he took 14 Vicodin at one time. Here's his quote. He told Sports Illustrated, "I took 14 Vicodin, yes, at one time. I was getting an hour to sleep many nights, maybe 30 minutes of quality sleep. I was the MVP on a pain pill buzz," Favre told the magazine. He said the crazy thing was, quote, "I'm not a night owl. Without pills, I'd fall asleep at 9:30. But with pills, I could get so much done. I just figured this is awesome. Little did I know, fiance and wife Deanna would be finding some of my pills, and when she did, she flushed them down the toilet." So he spent 72 days in a Kansas City rehab facility, started in May 1996. He said at a news conference that year that he had become addicted to painkillers because of numerous surgeries, and it wasn't until he suffered a seizure in the hospital that he then went to the NFL for help. Now, remember, the legendary quarterback revealed to Sports Illustrated that the Kansas City stint was the only time he had a rehab. He was also in a facility in Louisiana for pill addiction before 96, and then in 98 he was back in Kansas City for alcohol addiction. So there's a chance that he was drinking as well. When somebody has a seizure, that's not usually a narcotic withdrawal sign. A seizure is usually a withdrawal from alcohol or from benzodiazepines like Valium, Xanax, etc. He said, "I was back. 1998. Guess who was waiting there when I walked in? That same nurse. This time it was strictly for drinking. I didn't go back to pills. I admitted my problem. I was there for 28 days and it worked. When I got out, the toughest thing was the first 3 months because I had to change my thought process. When I played golf before, I realized the only reason I wanted to play was to drink. After a while, instead of thinking how many beers can we drink in 18 holes, I fell into a pattern of what I could do to get good at golf, and I realized each passing day I really didn't like drinking." So good for him, for him to open up about his health issues. He also told NBC in April that he might have had thousands of concussions during his career and that he's experiencing short-term memory issues. He also said he worries about developing chronic traumatic encephalopathy as he gets older. So Brett Favre, unfortunately, has a story that many people share and have. maybe are not as gutsy to share. And Vicodin, back in the 90s, had 500 milligrams of Tylenol. So if he was taking 14 pills at a time, that is 7 grams of Tylenol in one shot. I'm surprised his liver was still working. That's toxic, if not lethal. 7 grams of Tylenol in one shot. We don't want you going over 4. We don't even want you taking a half a gram if you don't have to. The less Tylenol or acetaminophen, the better. Now, nowadays, they've cut back the acetaminophen component from 500 to 350. Some people notice that the pain pill doesn't work as well, but at least you're getting less Tylenol or acetaminophen in there. But you add that to the drinking, that's some dangerous stuff. And so, you know, I told you I had read a friend's account on his blog of sleeping pills and addiction with trying to sleep. And, you know, maybe we don't attack addiction like we should. A lot of people are afraid of not being able to sleep. Insomnia is huge. And there's a lot of us out there that can't sleep well. Especially if you do morning radio and you got to get up early. It's really hard to go to bed early to get up at 3, 4 in the morning. I don't have to. I get to get up at 5, 6. So I get to sleep more of a normal time. But for a lot of people, they have certain jobs or they have kids or whatever. They just can't sleep. Or they've wrecked their sleep because they've taken sleeping pills and alcohol, etc. And so maybe one reason why people are continually addicted to their medication isn't so much that it's pain, but because they can't sleep. And if they can't sleep, they can't function the next day. We have tons of stuff out there that'll help you sleep. Or people will go to for sleep. Alcohol makes some people sleepy, but it doesn't give you a good night's sleep. There's these over-the-counter sleeping aids, that Cloxamine and Tylenol PM with Benadryl. So there's H1 antihistamines in these sleeping aids that help you sleep. There's the benzodiazepines like Valium and Xanax that help you sleep. Some people sleep really well with pain medications. And then you have the non-hypnotics like the Ambiens, Sonata, Lunesta, Belsomra, other sorts of sleep agents that help, prescription sleeping medications. There's tons of things out there that help people sleep, that people use for sleep. But you could find yourself every day needing a sleeping aid. That could mean you have a problem. You may have to go to rehab just for lack of sleep and the need of a medication every night to sleep. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline caught my eye. We have a couple taking their 30-year-old son to court. Why? Because they want him to leave their house. They're trying to evict their kid. They say he doesn't pay rent or contribute in any way around the house. They sent him 5 letters telling him he's evicted, but he hasn't moved. So obviously this couple is frustrated. This is Mark and Christina Rotundo of Camillus, New York. They say their son doesn't pay the rent and doesn't help out around the house, so they've had it. It's according to Daily Mail. Over the past 3 months, they've given him 5 written notices to move out, but he has ignored their orders. They initially tried to get him evicted, but learned that since he is a family member, he would have to be removed from their home through an ejectment proceeding. So the couple and their son are scheduled to appear in the Onondaga County Supreme Court on Tuesday for a hearing over the matter. Wow. In response to his parents' court filings, Michael turns 31 in July. He's also acting as his own lawyer. Says his parents have not given him a reason why he is being kicked out. Enough time to find a new place. Really? You're turning 31, dude. You're turning 31. He claims in his response that in the 8 years he has lived with his parents, he has never been expected to contribute to household expenses or assisted with chores and the maintenance of the premises or assisted, or, and he claims that this is simply a component of his living agreement. I cannot believe this is going to court. This is what our taxpayer dollars are wasted on. Look at that. He also cited a court precedent which says that he needs 6 months' notice to be kicked out through an ejectment action. In a redacted filing, he also said he runs his own successful business, calling it the overwhelming superior choice for the economic well-being over the work of a full-time job. So the New York Post said Michael was still living at his parents' house and will not go into detail about the business he runs. He says the living arrangement is awkward. I have copies of the letters here. February 2nd, 2018. This is what Mark and Christina Rotondo, and they signed it like that. Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we have decided that you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate, and you will not be allowed to return. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision. Now, February 13th, you are hereby evicted from, and they give the address. I'm surprised the news outlet put that address up there because unfortunately now people can know where that is. You have heretofore been our guest and there is no lease or agreement that gives you any right to stay here without our consent. On the advice of our lawyer, we have decided to grant you up to 30 days from the date shown above to remove your possessions and vacate the premises. Now, I know a lot of you guys are taking notes because you have family members in your house. You have in-laws that won't leave. This is someone's blood, and if you could kick some, you know, your own blood out of the house, then you should definitely be able to kick out an in-law. They say a legal enforcement procedure will be instituted immediately if you do not leave by March 15th. Any action that you take that can be construed as threatening or harassing to us, prevents or obstructs our ability to use the house, will result in your immediate removal. Still nothing. Now they give them money. Now they give them $1,100 for them to find a place to stay. They tell him to organize the things you need for work and to manage an apartment. Sell the other things that have no significant value. There are jobs available, even for those with a poor work history like you. You have to work! Exclamation point. If you want help finding a place, your mother has offered to help you. So, you see, actually multiple. There are multiple letters. I'm not going to read them all. But, you know, what I want to know is, what did the parents do when the kid was 18? When the kid was 21, when the kid was 22. See, we enable our kids. This is part their fault. You know, it's very interesting. When they said, I'm not taking this kid's side. Okay, I mean, the kid's 31. I mean, please. But what's very interesting is I'll do the same thing as a parent. I'll say, you never help around the house. You never do this, you never do this. And then your children will be like, well, when did you ask me to? We do this all the time as couples when we fight. I will say for years, you have never helped me with the cleaning or with, well, did you ask? Did you give me duties? You're saying I haven't done it in years. That implies you've asked me every day for years. If you never asked me, see? It's like if I yell at my husband and I go, you know what? You never bring me flowers. You don't bring me flowers anymore. If I yell at him for not bringing me flowers, you've never brought me flowers the 20 years we've been married. What? When did you want flowers? Was that supposed to be? And you know what? He would have every right to say that. Now, we have talked about flowers. We've had the flower talk. I'm like, don't spend $50 on a bouquet on something that's going to die in 2 days. I'd rather you take the $50 and take me to Outback so I could get a steak. So we're good. But I can't sit there and tell my husband and berate him for not doing something for me when I never asked him to do it to begin with. Or if I just asked him once. I can't say for years you didn't do that. So if the parents let this kid live, then all of a sudden the kid ticked them off and they're like, all right, now we're doing something. That's a problem. This is where communication barriers go down. This is where we make mistakes in our relationships. We make mistakes with our kids. We make mistakes with our employees. Where we let something go and let something go and let something go, and then it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm exactly like that. My kids will back talk. I mean, I used to stop their back talk, but sometimes if I'm tired or I don't hear, I'm part deaf. So sometimes I don't hear the back talk. So they think it's okay. And then all of a sudden, I will go ape poop on them. You keep talking to me like this. You always talk to me like this. You blah, 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 blah. You're out of the house. And like, what? Why didn't you have a response 3 weeks ago? Mom, I talk to you like that all the time. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, then now you really need a butt whooping. You know, they're old. I don't butt whoop them. But still, you know, we do that in fights. And we let things go, and then all of a sudden when we're mad, we are mad about it all. Well, the other person can't fix it. They can't fix it all. Now, I'm not defending this 30-year-old, but all of a sudden now the family's like, we want you to move out, we want you to get a new place, we want you to get a job, we want you to support yourself. All in 14 days. You can't get mad and then all of a sudden throw the book at somebody. We do that all the time. I would. I would probably do the same thing as these parents did. But psychologically, it doesn't work. Did you guys see the movie Step Brothers with Thomas C. Riley? And Will Ferrell? John C. Riley. So they're both living at home. They're turning 40. And finally, the parents say, you have got to get a job. And they freak out. They go through convulsions that they have to get a job. And then, of course, they try to sabotage the job. I think one farts in the middle of the interview. It was a great movie. Right? And then they basically tell them they have to, you know, leave. But you got to do it in steps. You know? Another thing you could do is, you know, find out what is it that you really, really want. Is it that you want the kid to be out of the house, or is it that you want the kid to get married, have a baby? Maybe you want help with the rent. Maybe you want to sell the house. Now, see, that's how you do it. When I want my kids to leave, my husband and I have already planned this out. I've lived in studio apartments. I've lived in people's living rooms. I don't need a house. So what we're going to do is if the kids don't move out, we just sell the house. We'll pack up our stuff. We'll just move. Let the new owner deal with the kids. Now, I understand one of my kids is 15, so he still has to live with us. Okay, I get that. But when he's 18, if they're living at the house and we don't want them to live at the house anymore, the movers are coming. See ya. We're out of here. And the new owner does not want your tushies there. So there's other things they could do. Apparently, these guys' house, I think their house is like a four-bedroom house worth a couple $100,000. It's a nice house. So that's one option they could do. They could sell it. But what you really need to do is if you have a kid that won't leave the house, and some of my listeners have written going, look, all he does is smoke pot, he doesn't want to get a job, etc., then what you need to do is you need to cut off the food. If they want to eat, they're going to have to make money and feed themselves. Why are you paying for their food? Why are you paying for the power? Why are you paying for their air conditioning? If they want Wi-Fi, they're going to have to pay for it. We had that with a family member that wanted us to pay their bills, so I stopped the cell phone service. I didn't add them to our cell phone service. They wanted their phone. They had to pay for their own phone. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com. 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, Nutri Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a nonprofit group based out of Philadelphia called MANA, Metropolitan Area Neighborhood Nutrition Alliance, caught the attention of California legislators who took notice of their study of a trend where patients who received three meals and a snack a day from MANA ended up with lower monthly health care costs and hospital stays across the board than those of similar Medicaid recipients. They say although the sample size was small, only 65 clients surveyed, the study saw that over 12 months, the sample group's health care costs dropped on average from $38,900 to $28,000 per month, while the control group was even higher at $41,000. They found inpatient costs dropping from $174,000 to $121,000. The other group was toward a $20,000. Why? Because food was prescribed. Food. That's like me telling you to eat some broccoli. They found that they stayed 37% less time in the hospital, were 23% more likely to be discharged from the hospital to their home rather than rehab facilities. Emergency room visits between the two groups was the only statistic that remained inconclusive. So now, the Golden State, California, has a $6 million program that will take place over the course of 3 years and provide meals to 1,000 Medi-Cal, the state Medicaid program recipients. According to a press release first announcing the program's approval over the summer, the funding will be spread out to six nonprofits in areas around the state: Project Open Hand, Ceres Community Project, Food for Thought, Mama's Kitchen, the Health Trust, and Project Angel Food. The Food and Medicine Program has excited broad implications for healthcare in the United States as significant enough cuts to Medicaid costs happen, and legislators see these services as an opportunity to reduce government spending. Similar programs could be implemented or financially supported across the country, making specialized meals more accessible for patients who need them to survive. So, do we feed Medicare or welfare recipients food? I gotta tell you, I kind of like the idea. Rather than the food stamp or the CHIP program where you get money, go to the store, use the money for whatever you need to buy, and some of it could be junk food, actually giving them the healthy meal. Now, I don't know if this is going to take away from the CHIP program or money that we're giving, but it giving you the actual healthy meal to eat may be better than giving them money that could be spent on junk food. And if we're feeding you healthy meals, then maybe you won't get the high blood pressure. You won't get the diabetes. This could be good. The only thing is it a little creepy that the government is giving you food? You know, here, you eat this. I know conspiracy theorists are like, oh my gosh, they're going to put stuff into the food. But, you know, we're spending a lot of money on people that can't take care of themselves for a variety of reasons. I would rather we give a healthy meal than allow them to make poor food choices if it's our dime. Again, though, the more government involved, the more creepy that is. Now, I was on McIntyre in the Morning, KBC this morning, talking about doctors prescribing food. The idea of doctors prescribing food can work. Now, maybe this doesn't relate to this program that California's doing, but when I tell a patient, you need to eat healthy, you got to eat healthier, sorry, fruits and vegetables, do they go home and eat fruits and vegetables? No. But if I tell them, you need to eat a handful of spinach a day, boom, handful of spinach a day, straight up, they may do that. I want you eating 5 grapes a day, 1 banana a day, 1/2 glass of orange juice, and 3 pieces of broccoli. You have to do that every day. The patient may do that. And we've been hearing little flirtations with doctors actually prescribing very discreet, delineated instructions, but they have to be short and sweet, of what to eat. And you want to know what? People do that. So one lady at work is really into probiotics, and she got me this bacteria. I didn't read the package. I don't know why I didn't read the package. I need to. I'm really interested in microbiology. I can't believe the name escapes me. And I grow these microbes at the house. And I guess how you do it is you put it, you know, in a, not right by sunlight, but you put it on the counter, room temperature. You add a few tablespoons of sugar, and you fill it up with water, this jar. Leave the jar a little bit open so the gas could escape, because bacteria make gas. They respirate as well. And then, after a few days, you pour it into your jug, and you drink a glass of it a day. And that's supposed to help your gut microbiome. And so I'm introducing actual probiotics. We're talking about actual living bacteria into my system, and knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick. And I've actually felt really good on them. And I need to call the company. I need to talk to them about that. And it's type of bacteria that seems to be a better bacteria for people's guts. And so when I was told, that's what you have to do, You have to do these steps. You got to drink. At first, I was hearing all the steps. You got to add sugar. You got to then use a strainer because then you got to pour out the liquid into your jug and you don't want to lose the bacteria. So you got to strain the bacteria, but you can't use metal because that kills the bacteria and then you dump it. I was like, okay, too many steps. No. But when I found out all I have to do is drink one glass a day, that's very finite, concrete, definite. I could do that. Look at the coconut oil craze. Take in a teaspoon of coconut oil. You take your teaspoon of coconut oil for the day, you're good. People do that. That's why vitamins have done so well. Take this one vitamin a day. That's your job. And then you don't have to think about it. Now, that's not the case. You do have to eat healthy. You do have to think about it. I got to make sure I keep my gut microbiome good. I have to avoid sugars and breads and preservatives and things like that. I still have to think about it. But when a doctor sees that you don't eat well and they want you to eat salmon, you know, we'll tell you, you need to eat fish 3-4 times a week. In fact, there was another study coming out on how much fish you need to eat to protect against heart disease. If you say just eat more fish, no, patient's not going to do it. But if you say, okay, I'm having you eat, you know, get salmon and you're going to do this on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you got to eat, you know, fish. People will do it. So I think we are going to see more and more of people telling you what to do. That's kind of what I think where we're going. People need to be told what to do. They need prescriptions. Real quickly here, the American Heart Association is recommending, here we go, for cardiovascular benefits like omega-3 fatty acids, etc. They are recommending, and where is it? Oh, come on. Oh, man. Okay, there we go. See my computer. I need a prescription for my computer. That's what I need, because my computer stinks. Okay, and Washington Post makes you, I think it's twice a week. All right, if I read it, it was twice a week. Let me just double check. Here we go. Yep, 2 servings a week. Ideally, 104 servings a year of fish, right? Because 52 times 2 is what the American Heart Association recommends to protect your heart. Help prevent congestive heart failure, stroke. They had an advisory back in 2002. There's been a lot of discussion on fish and fish oils. Do they really help? But we do know that eating non-fried, cold water, oily fish like salmon, herring, mackerel, tuna, sardines, and lake trout seem to be good for you. They're higher in omega-3 fatty acids, much more than seafood like shrimp and scallops and tilapia and cod. They're good sources of protein and vitamins. So, yeah, tilapia and cod. I know tilapia tastes better, but no. You got to go for the sardines, the trout, or the salmon. I can eat trout. Adding 3 to 5 ounce servings twice a week will also mean you consume 104 fewer servings a year of foods that are less heart healthy, like beef. All right, 2 servings of fish. Okay, do it Mondays and Fridays. There, that's my prescription to you. 1-877-DOLLY. There's a clean house. Cause cancer. Be right back.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Will your ultra-clean house be actually putting you at risk for cancer? A new study says, oh, yeah. Put your child at risk for cancer. Not just any cancer. We're talking about acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Why? Because the house is too clean. I'll tell you what's going on. Study published in the journal Nature Reviews Cancer found that if we keep a house too spotless, It could increase our child's risk for developing ALL or acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Dr. Mel Greaves, a professor of biology from the Institute of Cancer Research in London, analyzed 3 decades worth of data to reach his conclusion. His study suggests that a child's risk for the cancer starts with a genetic mutation in the womb. About 1% of people will develop this. But among those with a mutation, having an overly clean house in the first year of life will increase your risk of developing ALL, which is the most common type of childhood cancer. And ALL accounts for about 1/5 of all cancers among Americans under the age of 20. So, if only 1% of the population will be destined to get the cancer, how is this the most common childhood cancer? They think that beyond genetics, there's something environmental that's triggering it. So, your child is kept in a bubble. You don't let the child go near a daycare. You don't let the child go near other kids. You keep your house super clean. You don't let your child put things in their mouth. Kids love to put things in their mouth. Toys and the cat and, they put things in their mouth. That's what they do. You don't let them do it. You don't let them go outside. So their immune system doesn't get primed. The immune system doesn't learn. Then all of a sudden, they get exposed to something. And they believe that some of these viruses out there that would have done nothing to them earlier if they were used to it will turn a genetically predisposed system into a cancerous one. So they're suggesting that kids need to have their immune systems primed. Dr. Greaves has spent 40 years studying leukemia. He says, it has always struck me that something big was missing, a gap in our knowledge. Why are otherwise healthy children will develop leukemia? And if the cancer is actually preventable? He said, the body of research is a culmination of decades of work and at last provides a credible explanation of how the major type of childhood leukemia develops. They say the study's findings also give a potential answer to why kids of more affluent countries come down with cancer. Because kids in those places are more likely to grow up in a sterile environment. So their immune system is weakened. He says this is a paradox of progress in modern societies. So children who lack exposure to certain microbes and bacteria are more susceptible to developing leukemia. Children with older siblings in daycare had a lower rate of getting cancer. Kids born vaginally and exposed to more microbes coming down the pike had a lower rate of developing leukemia when compared with those who came into the world with a more sterile option of a C-section. The study also found that breastfeeding reduced a kid's chance of coming down with childhood cancer. Because, again, it introduces the child to more microbes. Mom has microbes in her system. The breast isn't sterile. You know, you're wearing a bra and a shirt. You're in the middle of Walmart. All of a sudden, your kid wants to feed. You're like, are you kidding me? Doesn't matter if you were sweating or have, you know, soap or lotion or whatever. You just go ahead and whip it out and let the kid feed. Nobody's sterilizing with alcohol or anything like that. Now, I know this confuses parents because they're like, well, hold the phone. I need to make sure my kid doesn't get a nasty bug. E. coli can kill. Salmonella can kill. Meningitis can kill. There's all these things out there that could kill. Why would I let my kid get strep throat? Well, we're not telling you to go and let your kid get strep. But your kid's got to play outside. Your kid has to play with other kids. And then if there is an infected agent, we need to catch it early. If a child is sick at daycare, we need to get them out of there. You don't want your kid exposed to a big, rip-roaring dose of an illness. But being around others and getting traces may prime their immune system. Now, what I'm very intrigued about is viruses causing cancer. And viruses causing certain diseases. We still don't understand why somebody in their mid-40s will develop diabetes. We don't know. One thought is a virus affects the pancreas. That's what they talked about in the 90s. Or in this case with cancer, a virus may be messing with the bone marrow. We don't know. You can't find viruses. You can't see them like you could see bacteria. I guess you can with electron microscopy, but still. It's not as easy to see like a microscope with bacteria. So if we come to the conclusion that microbes could alter what we need to do normally to stay healthy, then we need to make sure our immune system is protected, whether it's through a vaccine or whether it's through sensitization. And sensitization is chronic exposure to a pathogen or an allergen. When you get allergy shots, we're desensitizing you by giving you multiple little bits of that allergen. So it's interesting, a little scary, a little confusing. And now I don't have to clean my house, so maybe it's good news. All right, eating one egg a day, is that bad for you? Nope. Now they're saying it could lower your risk of heart disease. Every week or every month, they go back and forth with the eggs. Eat an egg, don't eat eggs. Eat eggs, don't eat eggs. According to a study published in the journal Heart, a team of researchers from China and the UK, led by Professor Liming Li and Dr. Kanqing Yu from the School of Public Health, Peking University, wanted to see if there was a link between eating eggs and developing cardiovascular disease, ischemic heart disease, major coronary events, hemorrhagic stroke, and ischemic stroke. They looked at 500,000 adults aged 30 to 79 from 10 different locations in China. About 416,000 participants were free of prior health problems. No cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes. They were asked about how often they ate eggs. Then they followed them for about 9 years. They collected data between 2004 and 2008, and 13% of participants said they had eggs every single day. 9% said they rarely did. Once followed up, 83,900 people had cardiovascular disease. 9,900 died. There were 5,000 major coronary events, but they found that if you had eggs, you had a lower risk. They said one egg a day max was associated with a 26% lower risk of a hemorrhagic stroke or a bleeding stroke. 28% had a lower risk of dying from the hemorrhagic stroke, and 18% had a lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. There was also a 12% reduced risk of ischemic heart disease, like heart attacks, for people eating five eggs a week, which is one egg a day, not every day, though, compared to those who ate them rarely. So why? Well, a few things could be happening. One is the egg may increase your good cholesterol, the HDL. The HDL is kind of like the disposal system. When your liver makes cholesterol, LDL brings it to the tissues and lets it deposit. HDL brings it back and dumps it back in the liver to be destroyed. So it's kind of like the garbage collectors. And so they think eggs could do that. The other thing is eggs are full of protein and vitamins, phospholipids. And, you know, maybe you feel like you had a heart of your breakfast when you had an egg. So maybe people having an egg and orange juice and a slice of toast for breakfast are doing better than having Cocoa Krispies or Captain Crunch. You feel more full because you have protein. So you eat less of the crap. So there's a whole variety of things. There could be a whole variety of reasons why eggs may be good. Cool, though. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.